This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address the Rajya Sabha on the ongoing conflict in West Asia and explain India's position on the issue this afternoon. Yesterday, the Prime Minister apprised the Lok Sabha on the situation and the steps taken by the government for the safety of the citizens of the country. In his address, Mr. Modi touched upon India's position on the evolving situation, including its diplomatic engagement, concerns over regional stability, and the impact on global energy and trade routes. Mr. Modi said India has always stood for peace in the interest of humanity, and dialogue and diplomacy are the only solutions to this problem. The Prime Minister said the government is ensuring smooth supplies of petrol, diesel, oil, gas and fertilizers. He informed the House that India has expanded its energy import sources from 27 countries to 41 countries over the past 11 years, thereby reducing dependence on any single region.
आज भारत के पास 53 लाख मैट्रिक टन से अधिक का स्ट्रेटेजिक पेट्रोलियम रिजर्व है और 65 लाख मैट्रिक टन से अधिक के रिजर्व की व्यवस्था पर देश काम कर रहा है। हमारी तेल कंपनियों के पास जो रिजर्व रहता है वो अलग है। बीते 11 वर्षों में हमारी रिफाइनिंग कैपेसिटी में भी उल्लेखनीय वृद्धि हुई है। सरकार अलग-अलग देशों के सप्लायर्स के साथ भी लगातार संपर्क में है। प्रयास ये है कि जहां से संभव हो वहां से तेल और गैस की सप्लाई होती रहे.
Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has said the income of farmers in the country has increased significantly due to the sustained efforts made by the central government. Replying to supplementaries during question hour in the Lok Sabha today, Mr. Chauhan said incomes of farmers have not only doubled, but in several cases have tripled and even increased up to 8 times. He said the agriculture budget, which was only about 19,306 crore rupees, has now been increased to more than 1,30,000 crore rupees. Union Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnav today announced 5 reforms as part of Indian Railways' resolve to undertake 52 reforms in 52 weeks this year in New Delhi. Briefing media in New Delhi, the minister announced reforms in cancellation of tickets and refund rules, change of train boarding, salt transportation, automobile transportation and quality of construction. Highlighting the reforms in cancellation of tickets and refund rules, Mr. Vaishnav informed that only minimum flat cancellation charge per passenger will apply to tickets cancelled in more than 72 hours before the departure of the train. The Supreme Court has ruled that only individuals belonging to Hindu, Sikh or Buddhist faiths are eligible to claim scheduled caste status. The court clarified that conversion to any other religion, such as Christianity, results in the immediate and complete loss of scheduled caste status. Upholding an order of the Andhra Pradesh High Court, the Supreme Court held that once a person converts to Christianity and actively professes and practices that faith, they can no longer be regarded as a member of a scheduled caste. A bench comprising Justices P.K. Mishra and Manmohan further ruled that a Dalit individual who converts to Christianity cannot claim protection under the Scheduled Castes and Scheduled Tribes Prevention of Atrocities Act. Scrutiny of nomination papers for Assam, Kerala and Puducherry Assembly elections is taking place today. The filing of nomination papers ended yesterday. The last day for withdrawal of candidature is Thursday. Single-phase polling in the two states and union territory will be held on the 9th of next month. Counting of votes will be held on the 4th of May. Air India and Air India Express will jointly operate 24 scheduled and non-scheduled flights to and from West Asia today. In a statement, the flight carriers noted that they would continue operating their respective scheduled services to and from Jeddah with a total of 10 flights between India and Jeddah. The statement further said both carriers will operate a total of 10 non-scheduled flights to and from the UAE in addition to the scheduled services. Benchmark domestic equity indices rebounded today and were trading around 2% higher in the afternoon session. The Sensex climbed 1,487 points to 74,184, while the Nifty rose 461 points to 22,973 when reports last came in. And with that, we end this news bulletin.